I'm Rona Tarrant. Federal agents arrested nearly 52,000 people at the southwest border in May, according to new data released by the Department of Homeland Security. The arrests represent the third month in a row of increases and follow the Trump administration's tough stance against illegal immigration. The new policy has resulted in hundreds of children being separated from their parents, a development that has been strongly opposed by US bishops. President Trump has signed a major VA reform bill into law that will give veterans more freedom to see doctors outside the Veterans Affairs system. The $51 billion plan builds on legislation passed in 2014, essentially changing the way the Department of Veterans Affairs pays for private health care. At a Rose Garden event at the White House, Trump praised the legislation as helping to bring accountability and providing private care to veterans whenever they feel unhappy with government-run healthcare. The chair of the US Bishops' Committee on the Protection of Children and Young People has said a two-year project to revise the charter that guides the US Church in protecting minors from sexual abuse is nearly ready to be presented to the US Bishops. Committee Chair Bishop Timothy Doherty said the revisions will be voted on at the Bishops' Spring General Assembly in Fort Lauderdale, Florida next week. Bishop Doherty praised the efforts of individual dioceses, saying strong efforts have been made to strengthen systems to protect children and vulnerable people. Pope Francis has released a video message accompanying his prayer intention for June, which is for inclusiveness and respectful social networks. The Pope prayed that the digital network not be a place of alienation, but of inclusiveness that respects others for their differences. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.